That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And with you in studio here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And Johnson, we've got some good news for our Free Talk Live amplifiers. It was, a few months back, that we announced that we were doing a special Free Talk Live amplifier kind of recognition, thanks for supporting the show kind of t-shirt. And it's done. The shirt's done. It's actually been around since the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we finally got the orders out. I guess you finally got the orders out because you were packing them and shipping them, and almost all of them went out yesterday.
That's right.
And if one were to go to Free Talk Live's Facebook page, one would be able to find a link to the photos of those shirts if one has not yet seen them. And if you missed your chance to get them, we did get a few extra. So at some point in the upcoming weeks, once everybody's gotten their shirts and we make sure all the, you know, if there's any customer service issues that need to be ironed out, we'll give you all an opportunity to collect the remainder of them, and then they're gone forever.
And those are only for Free Talk Live amplifiers.
That's correct.
And an amplifier is a person who decides to give $5 or more a month to Free Talk Live in order to get a small set of perks like commercial-free podcasts and, I guess, an amplifier call-in line. And there's a special amplifier section on the BBS as if anyone uses that thing still.
Indeed. And the AMP program, you can go and join up at amp.freetalklive.com. So big news today, Detroit is in trouble. Well, we've known they've been in trouble for quite a long time on this program, and we've been kind of
trouble piles up.
Yeah, we've been following it with interest because it's fascinating to watch this happen. I mean, it's terrible for all the people that have lived and loved and done business and all that in Detroit and watched the city crumble in dropping population significantly, dropping businesses, people going out of business, shutting down just whole areas, just turning into blight, houses being overtaken by plants, living things. And
overgrown.
Yeah, being overgrown, people going in, stripping copper and other things from uninhabited houses, the values of many homes going to less than $1,000, some cases $1, $10, a few thousand dollars for a large home. I mean, it's been incredible to watch it, and now it's finally happened. Detroit has filed for bankruptcy. According to WWJ, after years of hand-wringing over the state of affairs in the Rust Belt hub that has struggled in recent years, perhaps more than any other large city in America, it is now official. Detroit has filed for Chapter 9 bankruptcy. And also a story over at the Detroit News as well. The largest municipal bankruptcy case in U.S. history. It was filed yesterday afternoon, culminating in a decades-long slide that transformed the nation's iconic industrial town into a model of urban decline, crippled by population loss, a dwindling tax base, and financial problems. A 16-page petition was filed in U.S. bankruptcy court.
They've lost their population like 25% in 10 years?
Sounds believable to me. It's gone down by hundreds of thousands of people.
But, I mean, that's not that big of a number, really. I mean, if a company lost 25% of its business, it'd be able to handle that.
Okay.
Yeah. Many of them continue on.
But companies know how to cut. They know how to cut
their costs. That's really the problem. Governments don't.
Yeah, they're forced to do something here, then that is, of course, file for bankruptcy. They had brought in an emergency manager to come in and try to make things work, the very bitter end, but I guess it wasn't enough. Governor Rick Snyder's office was making plans to hold a 10 a.m. news conference this morning, and that's the same location where the governor declared a financial emergency for Detroit on March 1st. He had authorized emergency manager Kevin Orr to file bankruptcy under a law that the legislature passed in December that replaced the previous emergency manager law voted repealed last November. The bankruptcy came minutes before Ingham County Circuit Judge Rosemary Aquilina was set to hold an emergency hearing on a request for a temporary restraining order blocking Snyder from authorizing a bankruptcy filing. So they got it in at just the last moment, but that is not stopping unions.
So what exactly does it mean?
Suing them.
That Detroit is declaring bankruptcy. I mean, so Are they just going to get bailed out by the federal government?
Well, now? That's another good question. There is a question on the table about that. Apparently, some are asking for the federal government to do just that. Whether the feds will end up doing that is another question. Certainly, they can afford it because they can just print out the money that they need to rescue Detroit or California or Illinois or whoever it is that comes next. We know both California and Illinois are having a tough time, too.
Sure, they can print that money out, but, I mean, then it's not actually... You say that they can print out the money that they need to rescue these places, but they really can't. I mean, no matter how much they print, I'm sure what's going to happen is that these places are just going to end up turning into vortexes of money lost down the drain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just these places are never going to be processed. There's not... It seems to me like when some place gets this bad that there is no amount of money that's going to rescue it.
We'll tell you more about how it is that Detroit is being sued here in a moment, but they did get their bankruptcy in just under time. Kalina told the lawyers for Detroit's pension boards, "It was my intention to grant your request completely." The judge did grant temporary restraining orders against some of the bureaucrats, taking further action in the bankruptcy proceedings. You know, it's really hard to say exactly what this is going to look like because I don't know if anybody's dealt with this before.
No, it's unprecedented. I mean, they said it's unprecedented. It's unprecedented.
So let's actually go to somebody who's in Michigan. Philip is on the line. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on Skype.
Hi, guys. Hopefully you can hear me.
Hey, yes, go ahead.
All right. The other night I was listening to the podcast, and you guys were discussing open carry in Texas. And you guys may know me as I'm one of the resident local open carry experts, I guess, here on the show. Being the president of Michigan Open Carry, I talk about Texas and open carry a lot when we do our seminars. It's kind of a the stereotype when people think of open carry, they think of the Wild West in Texas. But as someone was mentioning the other night, I wanted to clarify it. You can open carry a long gun, I'm told, in Texas, but you cannot open carry a handgun. In fact, Section 46.035 says a license holder commits an offense if the license holder carries a handgun on or about the license holder's persons under the authority of Subchapter H, Chapter 411, government, and intentionally fails to conceal the handgun.
So if you have a license to conceal in Texas a handgun, you still may not open carry it, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Okay. And that's interesting. It says, so basically, if you intentionally display your gun. Now, I just wonder, what does that mean? Does that mean that if you, outside of your home, show somebody that you have a gun, you've broken the law?
Well, there is one defense to it here that I'm reading under the statute. Section H, it says, is the defense to prosecution under subsection A that the actor at the time of the offense displayed the handgun under circumstances in which the actor would have been justified to use deadly force under Chapter 9. So if someone comes up and starts attacking you or has a baseball bat and they're brandishing a baseball bat, it appears, at least my interpretation, I'm not a lawyer, that you can kind of like open up your coat and show them your gun and make them think twice about it.
So I couldn't say something to the effect of, hey, Phil, I know that you carry a gun. Can I see it? And you can't show it to me.
Apparently, you know, I'm not a lawyer here, but it appears that would be illegal if you were in public. If you're in public. So if you're
define
on private
public.
Property. Well, I guess if you were on private property and you and your friend walked into a private bathroom that you can lock the door on behind you, I guess you're no longer in public.
Okay.
Again, I'm not a lawyer.
Wow, poor Texans, man. That's too bad. They do like to talk about their gun freedom down there, but that's unfortunate. I thought they would have more freedom than that.
So I just wanted to clarify that for you guys in case it comes up in the future.
Well, Philip, I thought you were calling about the Detroit bankruptcy, which I'm sure
I can talk about that, too.
The talk of Michigan right now. It certainly is making headlines nationwide. If you want to stick with us, give your perspective as a Michigander. Stand by. 855-453. And then more details on what this actually means. You know, how is this actually going to pan out? What is it like when a city the size of Detroit files for bankruptcy? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 15th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,279.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.92, $662.96 for a half ounce, or $331.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.92, $662.96, and $331.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like at 855-453. That number is toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-453. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We've got news updates, so you can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your choice. We've got it. It's all free. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com to follow us in the way you prefer.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, register a trademark. They've got patents, wills, legal documents of all sorts. Whatever it is that you need, they've got it at LegalZoom.com. Now, they're not attorneys, but they were founded by an attorney. They provide common legal documents at a much lower price than you're going to be able to get them from an attorney. It's LegalZoom.com. If you don't have a will, you really need to, especially if you've got a family, because I think it's something like 75% of Americans die without a will. Can you imagine the headache that you're left with in that circumstance? You don't know the time or the hour in which you're going to pass. You need a will. LegalZoom.com.
All right, so 855, 450-FREE. We continue here. Detroit is filing bankruptcy. Finally, we knew this was coming. The emergency manager had come in. They tried to, I guess, do some last-minute financial trickery to save things, try to cut here and there, and still wasn't good enough. They have filed for the bankruptcy. However, the various different news reports about this, one of them from DetroitNews.com, says the Chapter 9 filing could take years, say experts, despite hopes.
Well, now the politicians say that it'll be done in a year when the election comes around the corner.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying they're hoping the case can be wrapped in a year. A bankruptcy judge could trump the state constitution by slashing retiree pensions, ripping up contracts, and paying creditors roughly a dime on the dollar for unsecured claims worth $11.45 billion.
Now, what do you think that's going to do to the muni market?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you've heard of things called municipal bonds, right?
Yep.
A municipal bond is where you it's supposed to be this tried and true sort of investment. By the way, we've had inquiries from advertisers wanting to advertise muni bonds on Free Talk Live.
And I chuckled.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so, the fact is that it's going to really hurt the muni market if one of these places doesn't have to pay up.
Well, meaning that other people will look at that and say, well, what if this city fails to come through like Detroit?
Yes.
Did?
One of the dangers that you face when you get a regular bond on the bond market is that the possibility exists that the company that you're loaning money to could go under. They
but
all
that
have
never happens
ratings
with governments. I mean, these muni bonds are usually pitched on how sure of a deal they are, right?
Indeed,
like
they are.
You're guaranteed to get 8% or whatever the, I don't know what the percentage is.
And tax-free.
Yeah.
So they give themselves some perks, too.
And it's been working that way for a long time, so people have a reasonable belief that it's going to continue to be that way. But sorry, not necessarily. There's no guarantee the government's going to continue to be financially sound. And that's what Detroit is really an example of. So there's other news here. Let's get back to Phil. He's in Michigan. Phil, what's the word there about the Detroit bankruptcy? Any word on the street?
Well, you know, you guys were talking about the bonds a few moments ago, and I think the whole bond market is going to take a hit on it. That's why I sold the bonds I have in my 401k several months ago, because I saw this Detroit thing coming and thought that it's going to affect the entire bond market.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding
the problem with 401ks is, once you, where do you go? You've only got a few sort of approved forms of investment there. I mean, you've got stocks, bonds.
There's stocks.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all you can do. Maybe, you know, you can look at some foreign markets if you don't trust the United States. You can kind of move around the world, that kind of thing. But it's difficult to know where to go. You don't have as much flexibility with a 401k as you do in, say, you know, the regular investment sphere.
No, I'm not a financial expert or a lawyer, but I understand that many pensions, including like GM and other places, they are federally guaranteed. So if the city or people calling them about pay pension payments, I think they might the federal government might step in and print money, and there you go. And
yeah, well, there is a suit that's going to be filed here looks like they've already filed it. But, yeah, they're suing to block the city's bankruptcy filing, so we'll see how that pans out. Phil, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. At 855, 450-FREE. We can tell you more about that suit here in a moment. But, again, what happened was there was a circuit court judge, Rosemarie Aquilina, who was going to hold an emergency hearing on Thursday afternoon, but the bankruptcy filing came in minutes before her emergency hearing. She had told the lawyers in that case that she had intended to grant the request completely, which was a request to temporarily restrain the bankruptcy filing. So one judge was going to do one thing for the city of Detroit to try to stave this off, and then she got preempted by the higher court, which did something just a few minutes in advance. Ronald King, an attorney representing the police, fire, and general retirement pension systems, says he may file a motion on Friday, that's today, in the case seeking to require or an officer of the state to withdraw the bankruptcy filing. So this is just turning into an all-out
government. Of course,
government.
There are all these people up there going, gimme, gimme, gimme.
It's the government bureaucrats just tearing each other up.
Wouldn't you be going gimme, gimme, gimme if you had a situation like this? I mean, imagine
if I spent my life as a leech, yeah, I would be like, I need to suck more blood because that's what I do.
I don't think
that's all I know.
Is how to take.
If you have a dream to be a fireman or a post person, I mean, obviously, Detroit doesn't run a post office, but I mean,
I want to save people's lives and then take their money after I retire
forever,
yeah,
as long as I live.
It's my dream.
I disagree. I think that the fact is that government, that people get jobs all over the place. And
I risked my life, therefore I deserve to be rewarded because I'm a hero.
Well, I think you deserve what you're going to negotiate for. They did negotiate
for
something.
Now take a picture of me, put it in the calendar, and sleep with me.
They negotiated with a criminal gang, Mark. They negotiated with a group of people who funds their business through the threat of violence.
So,
and if that goes away, if they fail at their funding, then that person is not owed anything from anybody else.
No, they're owed by that organization.
Which is now no longer the same organization. It's now bankrupt. It's a bankrupt organization.
Indeed, that's the case. And in bankruptcy, creditors are awarded whatever the assets are. This is probably a reorganization.
Which is usually a fraction of what they paid for.
So
as
why
I said earlier, a dime on the dollar.
Indeed. So why wouldn't an employee union get together and attempt to get the largest percentage that they're going to get out of the city at this time?
Oh, no, of course they're going to do that. And that's what they're going to do. But they're going to get not much. I mean, right. There's not going to be much left.
It doesn't change what I said.
That's reality.
Leech is going to leech.
I don't think that, look, the fact is that many people who work for the government do productive work. Productive work is work that would exist in the marketplace otherwise.
I don't feel sorry for them. They work for a criminal organization.
They work for an organization that's shifty and is, as we've been predicting, is going to fail. So now we've seen the first one do it.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe you're in Detroit and you've got some thoughts on this, or you want to bring up anything you would like. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We will take your calls if you make them about whatever you would like. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. Listening options included live streams, broadband, mid-band, and narrowband versions of the show. They're 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing there at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can find out about our over 100 great radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, which is available to you across North and Central America. In addition, we've got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to dial from any phone that can call long distance and listen to us that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. And the Free State Project is a great destination if you're somebody who is a liberty-loving person wherever you live, whether it's Detroit or any other crumbling metro or wherever you just don't feel free. And if you're anything like me, where I'm from, I didn't feel very free at all. And despite putting a lot of effort, time, and money into the liberty movement, I didn't see the liberty movement growing. I didn't see it getting a foothold. I didn't see it having any kind of level of influence on anything. So when I heard about the Free State Project, the idea of bringing liberty-minded people together to the same geographic area, I thought, that's brilliant. That's
and, you know, it's been real successful. We were talking about a couple nights ago the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does some amazing things that just aren't done any other place in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
They rate every representative. And there are 400 representatives in the New Hampshire. It's the largest lawmaking body outside of the U.S. House of Representatives and the House of Commons in the English-speaking world. And they not only rate the representatives, but they rate every single law based on, you know, sort of the principles of liberty. This isn't being done in 49 other states. So if you are thinking about, you know, where do you want to move for more freedom, New Hampshire, good choice.
How about the dozens of people that have been elected already as Free State Project participants here in New Hampshire? How about the civil disobedience, the media, the, you know, the street theater? There's just so much that we can't even cover at all. We wouldn't even be able to scratch the surface. Go to freestateproject.org to get signed up. It's their brand new website. It launched about a week ago, and it looks fantastic. So check it out. Actually, about 2 weeks ago. Freestateproject.org. Go get signed up, and then get your butt up here to New Hampshire and get active so we can actually have some semblance of freedom in our lifetimes. Detroit, however, is having a tough time. At least their government is. And, of course, the people there, a lot of them have left. Mark, you said that you heard it was 10%. That had dropped in the last 10 years.
I heard it was 25.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had said 10% earlier.
Mm.
So it was 25% in 10 years?
Yes.
Is that what you're
saying? That's what I had heard.
Well, apparently their population had peaked at around 2 million, and it's now around 700,000 people. So there's been a huge exodus. And it's been decades, I think, since it's been 2 million. But
so they've lost about 70% of their population.
It's been a tremendous drop. And now the bankruptcy filing went in, and excuse me, I said it was yesterday. I thought it was, for whatever reason, I was living on a different calendar. It was Friday. It's actually Thursday today. So
today.
Bankruptcy.
After the close of the muni, after the bond market closed.
Oh, how convenient. So, yeah, the bankruptcy case was filed at 4:06 p.m., and a different judge in the district, or excuse me, the county circuit court, Rosemary Aquilina, was going to be holding a hearing on a request for a temporary restraining order blocking the bankruptcy filing, but her court didn't convene the hearing until 4:11, so they were literally 5 minutes too late to block this. Of course, that's not going to stop the attorneys for the various different employee unions, the government employee unions, from filing their own counter to this to basically say this needs to be withdrawn. There's a long, what will likely be drawn out and expensive court battle that will be coming here in the future. The race, this was a race to the courthouse this afternoon, and yet another example of the Snyder administration completely usurping the will of the people, ignoring the referendum in the fall, and then flat out racing to file bankruptcy protection so you can get out from the protection of pensions, King told reporters. This is one of their, I think, their attorneys. But anyway, the judge was preparing to hear arguments from retirees who were seeking to stop that filing, which produced an automatic stay of all pending litigation and capped a month of intense talks between the emergency manager's team and creditors, which largely have failed to restructure as much as $20 billion in debt and long-term liabilities. Now, when they say that they failed to restructure, that means, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong about this. I'm no financial expert, but that means they've come to the table to their creditors and have tried to negotiate, right? And then the creditors basically said, yeah, no deal. Well, that's not good enough.
That's, or somebody came to the table and tried to negotiate, and I would say,
and somebody
right.
said no deal.
Right. I mean, you know, they failed to restructure, and that means that of the myriad of vultures that are now coming in to pick at the corpse that is Detroit, they couldn't come to an agreement as to how much rotting flesh each of them got.
During a month of negotiations, the emergency manager, Mr. Orr, has reached a settlement with only two of their creditors, Bank of America and UBS AG. They have agreed to accept 75 cents on the dollar for approximately $340 million in swaps liabilities. I have no idea what a swaps liability is, but they're only getting 3/4 of what they were expecting on that one. And I think they're actually making out pretty good, considering what some of the others are going to end up with, which might be, as was suggested, 10 cents on the dollar. They are proposing, let's see here, the bankruptcy plan was expected to closely follow the emergency manager's restructuring proposal that was unveiled to creditors on June 14th, a proposal that drew criticism from some creditors who said the cuts were too deep and didn't include the sale of city assets, including Belle Isle and a Detroit Institute of Arts collection worth billions. He proposed paying most of the money owed to secured creditors while pension funds, unions, and unsecured bondholders would receive, in some cases, 10 cents on the dollar. So the filing is expected to trigger a costly, long, and precedent-setting battle by creditors in Detroit's bankruptcy case could become a template for the treatment of pensions in the largely uncharted world of municipal bankruptcies. And this is going to become a charted world, by the way.
And I think that this is the biggest question left out here. When it comes to creditors, including people who have municipal bonds in the name of Detroit, those people, we know what happens there. You know, not that big of a question. What really the question is what happens to the people that put in their lifetimes working for this organization that is
time to get a job at Walmart.
Unique in that it can operate however the hell it wants, and no one can do anything about it. It's very, very, very rare to see these municipal organizations be held to account. If they don't have the money put away like they expect other organizations to have money put away, well, then so what?
I think these pension folks, the guys that are suing the city of Detroit here to try to stop this, or suing the state, I guess, I think the pension people here are going to get a real tough wake-up call. And the judge, I'm no expert here, but I'm just going to predict, look, they don't have the money to pay you. So yeah, the judge is going to say something like, well, yeah, there is this contract here that says you're supposed to get paid all this money here, pension folks, but we don't have any money, so we got to do what's right for the state. See ya. Good luck. Here's 10 cents on the dollar.
The people that negotiated these contracts, they're likely to continue to get whatever they were supposed to get.
You mean the union captains or whatever?
And the other side, the management on the city side. I imagine they're getting everything they were supposed to get in retirement, too.
Yeah, it's the little guys.
It's always going to be the low man in the totem pole. And this is the reason I hesitate to vilify those that are, you know, that worked for government.
When did we vilify? Maybe Johnson was vilifying them, but I didn't certainly didn't vilify them.
You said they were working for a criminal gang.
They shouldn't be surprised when you work for a criminal gang. If the gang goes under, they're not going to be there to help you.
Well, the gang cares for itself.
Well, they don't care for their underlings, apparently.
That's for sure. Or any job where you expect to get paid for the rest of your life for not doing any work. I mean, it just, that doesn't even make sense.
Right, I don't feel sorry for them.
It's a policy that you find elsewhere in the private sector for the most part.
Now, a pension is not working, getting a check for the rest of your life for not doing any work.
It's
pension
not?
Is part of what you negotiated as your pay. It is future pay.
Right, but you don't find that in the private network because it's insane.
Not anymore, you don't. You used to.
That's just a workaround for saying they get paid to do nothing.
No, it's
their
not.
Paycheck is what it is when they're working for them, and then they expect, well, if I do this for 20 years, then I'll get this down the line.
Right, that's not working. That's not getting a check for doing nothing, no.
Yeah, it is. 855, 453.
You're not doing anything at the time.
Yeah, more coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedUs.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri, the largest in the United States of America. July 19, 20, and 21. Meet your instructors. 2 survival banquet dinners, $8. Dr. Norman Shealy, neurosurgeon, patent holder, inventor, author, Surgeon of the Year. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Dr. Julie Pennick, survival and health medicine. Dr. Joel Wallach, naturopath and veterinarian. Dr. Patrick Vickers, Gerson therapy and cancer treatment. Dr. Howard Shane, emergency dentistry. Mike Knox, survival gardening. Glenn Meter, survival still. Jeff and Karen Olson, Survival Shelters. The Freeze-Dry Guy, Survival Food. Craig Douglas, Radiation Survival. USAPrepares.com, Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. USAPrepares.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Talking Detroit and their situation, which, is, in case you haven't heard the news, it's pretty much breaking news this evening, is they have filed for bankruptcy as of about 4 o'clock today, Eastern Time. 603-513-2449. If you are in the Michigan or Detroit area and you've got some insights, some thoughts, the word on the street, whatever you want to share about this, because this is pretty big. I mean, this is unprecedented. There's never been anything like this that's happened in the history of the United States, and it's already been just a fascinating, you know, very instructive something to watch, as we have been paying close attention, or as close as we can, being all the way over here in New Hampshire, to what's going on in Detroit. And others should be paying attention as well, because it may not be long before your town or city is filing for bankruptcy, as the economy is still not really getting that great. I know there's this big narrative that the economy's back, everything's cool again. I don't know if that's really true. And we certainly know that California and Illinois are two of the worst off of the various 50 states out there. They have tremendous amounts of unfunded liabilities as far as pension systems and all that, and, you know, the variety of different loans. Like Detroit was taking on money. They were taking on. Oh, sorry, Johnson. Try that again.
Wait, how can that be? Didn't Barack Obama come from Illinois?
He did.
Isn't he repairing our economy right now with his super wisdom?
Didn't he wasn't he a junior senator? I mean, he didn't do, and before that, whatever a community organizer
but
is.
But surely his wisdom is so great that even as a junior senator, he could have made sure that they didn't make any mistakes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Back to the Detroit news story here, giving a little bit of detail about the numbers on this and what's going to happen. Unsecured creditors could take the biggest hit in bankruptcy court. They had already said here in an earlier part of this that unions and unsecured bondholders and secured creditors, or excuse me, pension funds, unions, and unsecured bondholders will receive maybe 10 cents on the dollar. These unsecured creditors could be taking the biggest hit. The emergency manager wants them to share a $2 billion payout on approximately $11.5 billion worth of debt, which includes an estimated $9.2 billion in health and pension benefits and $530 million in general obligation bonds. Instead of paying their creditors in full, the emergency manager would use $1.25 billion over the next decade to buy police cars and fire trucks, replace broken street signs, tear down burned-out homes, fight blight, and improve city services. He wants to stabilize the city, woo new residents.
Because they really need new fire trucks and yeah. police cars.
Provide essential city services for Detroiters, lower property taxes, and transfer costly departments, including the water department, to an outside group. He's just going to work miracles.
How do you lower taxes and do the things that they can't do now?
With $1.25 billion that I guess they're not going to give to their creditors. They're basically holding that back. from the creditors. Whoa, we've got fire trucks we need to buy here. Come on, let's get our priorities straight. Our priority is not paying you guys back. We've got to keep the city running.
Which, I mean, I'm sure you guys have probably already talked about, you know, the fact that there are some people that are saying, like, what's happening in Detroit is actually beautiful in terms of what's going on with the services that are not being provided by government are being provided by private citizens.
Yeah, we've talked about the threat assessment group, or I forget what the exact name of it is, but there's a private protection agency there that has really sprung up over the last decade and has been doing an amazing job actually protecting people. There's a private bus service as well, you know, that offers Wi-Fi and like a bathroom or something like that. So there's, that is happening, and that's exciting to see. And of course, as the government loses its grip even further, we'll probably see more of those services crop up. So it may be a real proving ground for the agorist world.
Sure, and what I'm saying there is, do you need to be buying fire trucks and police cars? Or, you know, the question Mark asked was, you know, how do you lower taxes and still provide these services? Well, you let the market provide the services. That's how you do it.
Well, I'm for that. By no means do I think that the city of Detroit has done a good job here. I just think that it's hard to transition from public fire service to private fire service.
It's hard
service.
If you're stuck in that mindset, if you're one of these bureaucrats. I totally agree. Leech is going to leech. I said it before.
I think that individuals, most people don't think about fire service until they need it. And a fire service really isn't even a service for you. It's a service for your neighbor. And that's the reason that it is one of those things, that, you know, that's the reason it got nationalized, you know, socialized in the first place.
Well, I think that if the government stopped providing that service, it wouldn't be long before somebody cooked up a plan to start offering that.
Insurance companies would be motivated, but
probably a matter of weeks.
Currently, what happens is we have places where fire service is offered and where fire service isn't offered, and you can look between private, volunteer fire companies and professional fire companies. Volunteer fire companies often have response times that are in the tens of minutes, 20 or 30 minutes.
Sometimes, when you say company, you mean like group of people, not actual business, right?
Right. Company.
Because they can't charge. They're not charging for the service.
Understood.
Because
I've got
people
you.
Freak out. They go, oh my God, you would charge someone to rescue their house when their house is burning down and their little kitty cat might burn up? You can't charge them any money. That's horrible. You're extorting them.
Well, if you pay in advance, like an insurance policy, it makes a lot of sense. Right. And then you don't have to make a deal right there on the spot.
Insurance companies.
But that should be free, and that service should be free. Nobody should have to pay to have their
free
house.
Free to the insurance companies, because that's the point. The vast majority of Americans have fire insurance. They don't pay for their lost house. The insurance company does. The fire department is a service to insurance companies, but it's been couched in the terms of saving children and kitties and things like that.
Certain things should just be free, like health care. It's a right.
Anybody that's ever called the fire department knows that it's not free. In a lot of places, you get a bill. They'll send you a bill because they had to bring the truck out somewhere.
Well, it's also just people that are just kind of, you know, and again, I know you hate when I call people stupid, but, you know, really, it comes down to...
It's not nice.
It's not nice. It's really not. But
You're
I,
not
I,
a nice man.
No, I'm not a nice man, especially people that are stealing from me, you know, and what they don't understand, these people, because I think that they're stupid, don't understand that you're already paying the bill, dummy. You know, it's like... guess what? You're already paying. It's not free. These things aren't free. And if you think they're free, it's like, well, then rich people will pay for them because they make so much more money. It's like, no. You don't understand how these costs are passed down. It's not free. And it's hitting your pocket when you try to say that these things should be provided for free. It doesn't work that way.
And the inefficiency is unquantifiable. I don't know how many fire trucks a municipality of 2,000 or 20,000 people needs. I can't quantify that. But, you know, it gets really confusing because... I've seen municipalities of 2,000 people have 6 trucks, and I've seen municipalities of 20,000 people have 6 trucks. Exactly how is it that two of these two municipalities with 10 times the population in one as the other can have the same amount of trucks. Well, it's because of an inefficient distribution of resources.
Yeah, I think the answer to the question for those bureaucrats of, well, how many trucks do you need, is as many as we can get.
Absolutely. And a fire department is probably the worst organization when it comes to that.
If you get more trucks, you have to have a bigger building to store them in.
There's always something new. Have we got a lake in our county? Well, I guess we need a scarab to, a speedboat to go out there and get people.
Get a helicopter or one of those planes with a big tank that you can fill up at the lake, too.
Everything. I mean, it just doesn't stop. Go to Legoland and look at all the different fire utility vehicles out there. And believe me, the firemen in real life are wishing they had those things, too.
Once the nation's fourth largest city, Detroit was hailed as an industrial hub with nearly 2 million people. Today, after a half century of residential flight, high unemployment, a significant reduction in state funding, plummeting income and property taxes, corruption, and chronic mismanagement, the bankruptcy filing solidifies the city's standing as a model of urban decline. This is from DetroitNews.com. It serves as a grim reminder of the bankruptcies that hit the auto industry 4 years ago. Unlike the cases of General Motors and Chrysler in 2009, in this case, the White House offered no financial help. Snyder's staff is making plans to explain the bankruptcy decision during appearances on Sunday morning talk shows. The case is
explained.
The case was expected to be assigned by Alice Batchelder, the chief judge of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and any judge in the four-state region could be assigned the case. So we, still don't know exactly what's going to happen here. They still have to nail down all the details as far as what the creditors are going to get, but it's not looking like it's going to be too much. And then how does Detroit come out of this? Because when a business files for bankruptcy, there's different types of bankruptcies. So this is a municipal bankruptcy, so it's not the same as a business filing bankruptcy. So what is it going to look like in another 5 or 10 years?
I still think we should be asking the even more basic questions of, so why did the auto industry go bankrupt? Why can't the United States build cars as well as some of these Asian countries now? What's the difference? What happened?
Do you think the answer is pensions or unions?
I think it's a lot more complicated than that. I don't think it's really either one of those, but I think both of them play a huge part.
All right, there's more coming up here. What do you think about this? You're welcome to share your thoughts on Detroit's bankruptcy, the auto industry, or anything you want. Take control. Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.